Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski announced that she'll support the confirmation of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who has been nominated to be a U.S. Supreme Court Justice. Murkowski's change of support rests on Judge Jackson's qualifications, including her demonstrated judicial independence, her demeanor and temperament, as well as the perspective she'll bring to the court as a replacement for Justice Breyer, this according to a press release. The Alaska senator says that Judge Jackson brings experience to the position clerking for Justice Breyer before working in the private sector and as a federal public defender. Jackson also served as vice chair of the U.S. Sentencing Commission, a district court judge, and now an appeals court judge. Senator Murkowski also stated that Jackson will bring to the Supreme Court a range of experience from the courtroom that few can match given her background in litigation. Senator Murkowski also told KSRM,
"It also rests on my rejection of the corrosive politicization of the review process for Supreme Court nominees, which, on both sides of the aisle, is growing worse and more detached from reality by the year. While I have not and will not agree with all of Judge Jackson's decisions and opinions, her approach to cases is carefully considered and is generally well-reasoned. She answered satisfactorily to my questions about matters like the Chevron Doctrine, the Second Amendment, landmark Alaska laws, and Alaska Native issues. The support she has received from law enforcement agencies around the country is significant and demonstrates the judge is one who brings balance to her decisions. Tonight, I supported the motion to discharge Judge Jackson's nomination and will support her confirmation later this week."
Various popular trends come and go at a rapid pace in the age of social media, and one TikTok trend has gotten the attention of education officials across parts of South Central Alaska. As originally reported by the Anchorage Daily News, authorities are investigating a situation involving teens who allegedly fired gel balls from a brightly colored toy gun in the Anchorage area. The incidents are allegedly part of a new viral trend called the Orbeez Challenge. And the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Superintendent Clayton Holland says incidents aren't happening locally, but school officials are taking precaution nonetheless.
"The Orbeez Challenge, we'd heard about what's happening in Anchorage, and then we'd heard rumors about it here, but we have nothing verified it happened here, but we wanted to get ahead of that. It's one of those TikTok things that you hear about. I'm not a TikTok person, so I don't fully understand it, but I do know it's one of those, I just call it ridiculous, a ridiculous thing that people participate in when these challenges go out. And so we're ahead of it. There are serious consequences for having any kind of look-alike weapon on campus. Legally, with the law system, there is, and then within the district as well. And so it's a serious consequence. As a parent, if you're listening to this, just know what your child's doing, know what is on TikTok and what they're doing, and have a grasp on that the best that you can, and then talk to them about this. If they come with one of those things to our campus, there's serious consequences and just something we're not going to tolerate."
Clayton Holland added that if you're a senior and get caught participating in said challenge, this could affect your graduation.
"And it'll impact the ability to walk to graduation. That's pretty devastating to parents and family members who travel, and especially coming off of COVID, I'm guessing there's going to be a lot more travel for that kind of thing and significant impacts, and we don't want that to happen. So proactive. We don't want it. You're not going to want it. And know what your kid's doing. Just like always, just encourage people to know what your kid's doing."
For more information, log on to RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.